here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 31st of May, 2014. It was on this day George Washington signed into law the Copyright Act of 1790, which granted copyrights to American citizens' books, maps, and charts for a term of 14 years. It could be extended by another 14 if the author were still living. It's the birthday of the comedian Fred Allen, born Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1894, the poet and novelist Jonas Agee, born in Omaha, 1943, the writer Bailey White, born in Thomasville, Georgia, in 1950. It was on this day, 1669, Samuel Pepys wrote in his diary for the last time. He'd kept it for 10 years, ended it because he thought he was going blind. His eyesight got better after a few months. He lived another 33 years, but he never wrote in the diary again. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The public is a thick-skinned beast, and you have to keep whacking away at its hide to let it know you're there." Walt Whitman, the poet, born West Hills, New York, 1819, who published his great work Leaves of Grass in 1855 and kept editing and adding to it. On the original edition, his name did not appear on the cover or the title page, only in the first poem, where he wrote, "Walt Whitman, an American, one of the roughs, a cosmos disorderly, fleshy, and sensual, eating, drinking, and breeding." He designed that first edition himself, published it himself, paid for it. It had 12 poems. It was 95 pages long. It got some excellent reviews, many of which were written by Whitman himself. One of his anonymous reviews of his own book started, "An American hard at last, one of the roughs, large, proud, affectionate, eating, drinking, and breeding, his costume manly and free, his face sunburnt and bearded, his posture strong and erect, his voice bringing hope and prophecy to the generous races of young and old." In another, also anonymous, review, he described himself as being, "His body perfect, free from taint from top to toe, ample-limbed, weight 185 pounds, age 36 years, never dressed in black, face not refined or intellectual, but calm and wholesome." And he freely quoted from his own reviews in future editions of Leaves of Grass. There's a photograph of Whitman in the 1889 edition showing him sitting on a lawn chair wearing a sweater and looking at a butterfly that has landed on his finger. 50 years later, a scholar discovered the butterfly was made of cardboard and it was wrapped on his finger with some twine. Here's a poem for today by Mark Vins entitled "Sins of the Fathers." "My daughter wants the car tonight, no, needs the car tonight, to go somewhere, to do some things, you know, be back before it gets too late, of course, if I say so, which I always do, of course. I trust her. It's the others I don't trust, the others I worry about, and round we go again. Headlights pass the driveway. I study every shadow on the wall, each voice from the dark street, and laughter, faint, familiar laughter, rising and falling on every breath of wind." A poem by Mark Vins, "Sins of the Fathers," from his collection Mixed Blessings, published by Spoon River Poetry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.